This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. In an interview to a private news channel, Ms. Sitharaman said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
100%, because there's more money given already through the income tax cut, the rates are coming down. So the citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0 or in 5 or in 18. There's nothing beyond.
She said it was the first time that both the issue of compensation cess and a comprehensive proposal on GST have been taken up by the centre. The minister said petroleum and alcohol products will be outside of GST. The minister informed the government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. She said a package for exporters is being prepared. Ms. Sitharaman said the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat was not only about producing everything in the country, but also about self-respect in the face of uncertain global trade policies. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveed Chandra Ramgoolam, will undertake a state visit to India from the 9th to the 16th of this month. Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said this will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Mr. Ramgoolam to India in his current term. He said during this visit, apart from Delhi, the Prime Minister of Mauritius will also visit Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Tirupati.
Prime Minister of Mauritius, His Excellency Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, will undertake a state visit to India from 9 to 16th of September 2025. This will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Prime Minister Dr. Ramgoolam to India in his present term. You would recall that Prime Minister Ramgoolam had earlier visited India in 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers. During this visit to India of Dr. Ramgoolam, he will, apart from Delhi, he'll also visit Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Tirupati. In Mumbai, he'll be attending a business event.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, in New Delhi this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the unique and time-tested partnership between India and Bhutan continues to move from strength to strength. He thanked Prime Minister of Bhutan for his leadership and guidance. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi has directed senior officials of the new and renewable energy ministry to come up with new geothermal policy for optimal energy utilization. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that the new policy will help to ensure that geothermal energy is optimally utilized and becomes a viable, industry-friendly component of India's renewable energy mix. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that he will submit a detailed report of the losses in Punjab flood to the Prime Minister. In a social media post, he said the crisis is immense, but the central government will leave no stone unturned to take Punjab out of it. Mr. Chauhan, who was on a day-long visit to flood-ravaged Punjab yesterday, stressed on short, medium and long-term plans for the reconstruction of the flood-affected areas. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu has commended the spirit of those involved in the rescue and relief operations during the natural calamities across the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin today said that any Western troops deployed to Ukraine will be legitimate targets for Moscow to attack. Mr. Putin was speaking at an economic forum in Vladivostok a day after French President Emmanuel Macron said 26 countries had pledged to provide post-war security guarantees to Ukraine, including an international force on land, sea and in the air. In the U.S. Open tennis, Amanda Anisimova has set up women's singles final with defending champion Arina Sabalenka by beating Naomi Osaka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.